This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we expected this, unfortunately, that people who were in recovery or people who had addictions and dependencies on drugs, alcohol, maybe smoking, food, was going to unfortunately exacerbate that during COVID lockdowns. And so the CDC had reported this week that when they looked at a 12-month period ending September 2020, that drug overdose deaths soared to the highest level since the 1990s, when these deaths were starting to be reported and watched and trends found. And so us hitting our worst year during the pandemic here with lockdowns means we probably did some things wrong, and we probably also reversed a lot of the progress we had made when it came to opiates. Although I don't agree with all the moves we made when it came to opiates. So if you remember a few years back, we started to see that we were having 60,000 people die a year of opioids. And what the first thing people did is they blamed the doctors. Okay. Family doctors, the internists, dentists. They said, all right, guys, it's your fault. And we're like, what? What? People are shooting heroin. What? Why is it our fault? What? Well, because you gave them oxycodone. You gave them hydrocodone. So we need to now censure those of you that write that. We need to limit what you write. We need to make you responsible. The pharmaceutical companies need to pay. And it was a huge, sort of mob rule when it came to how we approach pharmaceutical narcotics. And I think it could have been done a little less viciously, where some states are like, all right, we're going to add more CME. We're going to make sure you guys learn a little bit more about these. We're going to probably have you guys check, which they did, you know, check the prescribing patterns of other doctors with this patient to see if they're doctor hopping. And there's going to be some guidelines, you know, and justify why you're choosing that medication, that type of medication, and for that patient, and what sort of therapy is failing, and what can you do to help. I mean, for me, when somebody kept coming in for narcotics for knee pain, I'd get them in with an orthopedist. I'm like, if your knee is bothering you that bad, why don't we try to fix it? Why don't we try some Synvisc or some surgery or some other methods, modalities, physical therapy, to lessen the amount of medication you're taking. So many of us doctors were already kind of doing that. And then they were saying, well, you were duped by the pharmaceutical companies. All right, so if it wasn't the doctor, the pharmaceutical companies duped you. Doctors are really hard to dupe. We really are. Okay, if you're telling me that a narcotic is an addictive, you're kind of a dumb doctor if you believe that. If it's a narcotic, it's going to be addictive. I mean, that's kind of basic. So not a lot of doctors were duped. But lawsuits happened. Companies had to pay for treatment programs, etc. And some of the overdose death numbers dropped a little bit until somebody raised their hand and said, look, guys, I think these overdose deaths are happening because they're using drugs, especially drugs from over the border. But because there was an argument that many people hooked on heroin might have had their start with an oral prescription, that at least try to go the low line hanging fruit and try to attack what you could attack. It's a lot easier to attack a family doctor, right, who has a little neighborhood medical office near a pharmacy, than it is the drug cartel. So that's kind of been that was our approach. But some good that did come out of our approach is we did increase doctor education and medical provider education. We did limit some of the numbers that we were writing. Unfortunately, people were still in pain, and then they went to marijuana. We legalized marijuana. I don't know if that's good or bad, but we legalized marijuana to give some people an outlet so that they could get some pain control. But we did notice suicides creep up. There, unfortunately, a lot of unintended consequences with what happened with that opioid epidemic. Then comes COVID. We're told, don't go to the gym. In my neck of the woods, Red Rock, the mountainous area surrounding Las Vegas, was closed down during the lockdown and stay-at-home order. They're like, nope, don't go to Red Rock. I'm like, but a lot of people like to hike. It's beautiful weather. It's the spring. Really? Why aren't we getting outside? And nope. Probably because the government couldn't staff people, and so they needed to lock it down. And so a lot of the outlets that people who had addictions or challenges, couldn't go to the gym. They couldn't hang out with others. They couldn't go to the support groups. And online might not have sufficed for them. Treatment programs weren't getting the funding that they were getting before. Charities weren't getting the funding that they were getting. So many people that made progress, here they are at home, stuck, isolated. Unfortunately, they fell back into some of their old patterns. And then, you know, like Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato's alive today because there was somebody next to her that was able to call 911 and administer Narcan. But if you're alone and if you're isolated, you're not around anybody who can administer Narcan. So now the numbers have jumped up to 87,000. The CDC had predicted we would have had 90,000 deaths. So 87,000, they were close. And that's more than any other year. And we believe it is going to rise. And so how do we reverse this? You know, people not only are in pain, but now they're heavier. They gained weight during the pandemic. They haven't been exercising as much. Once you get out of your exercise routine, it's kind of hard to get back, especially since some gyms are still requiring masks. So you have the weight issue. You have the lack of hobbies and other sort of outlets that you might have used that helped. Whether treatment centers and behavioral health facilities still have the funds to be able to, you know, increase access for people that need to see them is going to be also up in the air. And then drugs coming in. Many of these drugs also, they say that people overdosed on was because they were cheaper versions. They were drugs laced with fentanyl, illegal compounds, or people might have meth on board or something else on board that caused them to not realize that they were tired and sleepy, so they took more, and then unfortunately that was too much for them. So it's unfortunately multifaceted, and it's a shame. It didn't have to happen. 1-877-DOCTOR.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a seventh blood clot case has been reported to the CDC after a Johnson & Johnson vaccine administration. This is an additional incident involving, in addition to the six that were reported recently when the FDA and CDC decided to jointly pause the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in America. But this incident actually involved a man. And it involved a man during a clinical trial. But it could not be linked to the vaccine at the time. Now, this is going to make some of you go, whoa, 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 whoa. Somebody had a blood clot during a clinical trial. But because they didn't think it had anything to do with the shot, it didn't get mentioned. And now it's getting mentioned. So that makes you think when these clinical trials happen, Are they leaving things out? Subjectively? See, I was under the impression that with any clinical trial, whatever happens, somebody farts too much. Somebody gets a hemorrhoid. Anything happens to somebody, they get a paper cut during a clinical trial, it gets reported. And you leave it to the scientists to say, look, negligible were these reported cases that we don't feel are related to the vaccine. But you still mention it, just in case in future science, they need to consider a link. Now, I could be wrong. I haven't read the clinical trial, but I don't believe I saw anything that had to do with the clot. So this is being reported by Fox News, and they said the seventh case brought to the committee's attention did not occur in the brain. This wasn't one of the cerebral venous thrombosis clots like the other six did. But it did spark further questions about what evidence the committee needs to consider. The other incident that occurred during a clinical trial involved a 25-year-old male. Now, I'm not sure if it was the splanchnic vein that was draining the GI tract. I'm not sure. I don't think they've mentioned. So the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices had met to discuss whether there was enough available information to make interim age or risk factor-based recommendations regarding the vaccine and what recommendation the committee felt is appropriate given current available information for the use of one-dose shot. Now, the meeting was held one day after the FDA and CDC recommended a pause in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine rollout, but rather than hold the vote, the ACIP moved to extend the pause and meet at a later date. The committee said it expected to have a date for the next meeting by Friday. So this is not a committee I would want to be on. I would not want to be on this committee. So basically, they have to undo the pause, which they're probably going to do, based on the numbers, especially as we have been getting recent data that the blood clots happened in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine as well, I guess, and more blood clots do happen in the regular population or in those who get COVID than the vaccine. So I'm not surprised if they will undo the pause. And again, I support the pause because I think anytime there's a question about something, we look into it. I think it's totally fine to look into it. And if people think, oh, but now it's going to scare people against the vaccine. Those people who didn't want the vaccine weren't going to get it anyway. Those people who want the vaccine are still getting it. There are people that are excited about getting their shot, and they go, we cannot wait. You know, we've been waiting for this, and we're going to do it no matter what. We know that these are just rare risks. Those who don't want the shot, they go, you see, this is why I'm not getting it, and I never was getting it. So there's a small amount of population that might still be on the fence. But most people made up their mind. Just like with the whole Trump-Biden election, very few people, right, flipped the coin on election day. People knew what they wanted. Okay? I mean, this has been going on for too long now. But when the ACIP and the FDA and CDC decide to undo the pause, they're going to have to make a recommendation. Now, the recommendation is, you know what? Even though many of these happen in women or they happen in younger people, we still think that the rate is so low or it's unrelated, move on. But if they did think it had to do with a woman on birth control or high estrogen levels or somebody who smoked, maybe the male smoked and the females smoked, if they do see a relationship, they might say, look, guys, we're undoing the pause, but we're finding that these all happened in people who, let's say, smoked. So if you smoke, you might want to quit smoking. Or you might want to try a different vaccine or something like that. So they're going to then make a recommendation. And that does take time. I don't want a rushed decision on this. And I know there's a lot of pressure. And people are really trying to shame the CDC on this move, but my problem has been they hadn't appeared to, and they might have, they might have, but in terms of publicly with the rollout, it appeared they seemed to kind of have a, and I, they didn't, but it appeared to look like they kind of ignored a lot of the calls from people saying, guys, why did these people die? Why did this person die? You sure you know we should be pushing and rolling out the vaccine this quickly? And the CDC was kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. They had to make sure people got vaccinated as the cases were soaring. Now cases are soaring again, spiking again. And they wanted to make sure as many people got vaccinated as quickly as possible. And we have the Biden administration having wanted at least 100 million people vaccinated by May. We've already outpaced that. So there were all these goals, there were all these narratives, and so we didn't really see much coming out of the CDC when it had to do with, people are concerned that this person might have died, or this person might have had a hemorrhage in the brain or lost their platelets, or this person might have had X, Y, and Z. So now we have the issue with Johnson & Johnson, and Europe took the extra measures to review the vaccine. This is because of Europe. Once Europe said, okay, you know what, guys? We know many of you are now, you know, freaking out about the AstraZeneca vaccine and blood clots. We're going to look at it. America had to. Because America was already starting to get criticized for their lack of interest and enthusiasm in the safety profile. Even though I do believe the CDC was looking at all the cases, the media was very quick to say, government officials don't think the death that happened last night after the vaccine was vaccine related. And it's like, but it's only been a few hours. Where did they come up with that? So the CDC had to show at some point throughout this rollout them taking the time to investigate concerns. And that's why I support it. I don't think it's going to freak out the world. I think we do have to know, and we do have to have some sort of transparency as to, you know, what is going on. And keep in mind, remember, the blood clot was not listed in the list of side effects from Johnson & Johnson, nor Pfizer, nor Moderna. So if now, because it's not a 43,000 sample size clinical trial, but now we're talking about millions of shots being done, we have more data. We look at it. If the FDA did an emergency authorization for a drug based on a minimal amount of data, they have a duty when we get more data to look at it. So I support that. I know a lot of doctors are pretty upset that that happened. Now, one of the reasons why is this study came out. A risk of developing a rare brain clot from COVID-19 is 8 times greater than that from the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine. So researchers from the University of Oxford, who are not linked to the vaccine, even though the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine was helped produce in Oxford, researchers not officially specifically linked, also found that people infected with coronavirus are many fold times more likely to develop the clotting disorder such as cerebral venous thrombosis, where blood clots can, you know, occur in veins that run from the brain. So, you know, this is no shock. You know, they looked at 500,000 COVID-19 patients in the U.S., 34 million in Europe who had received the AstraZeneca vaccine, and they found the rate of CVT stands at 39 cases per 1 million. But for a million vaccinated with the AstraZeneca jab or shot, there was 5 cases over a 2-week period. So, you know, scientists said that, look, you know, people can get blood clots from COVID. There were blood clots with the vaccine, but the degree was so much lower than what we see in the regular population or with the COVID itself. Now, there was the incidence of thrombocytopenia. People's platelets dropped. Now, people's platelets dropping, are also a concern. This study didn't look at that. And so that's another thing that might also hold up the CDC and FDA, because they have to see, well, are we also looking at another issue when it comes to platelets? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The defense is resting in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He's accused of killing George Floyd last year. The decision to rest comes after Chauvin decided not to testify. Democrats on Capitol Hill are introducing a bill that would pack the U.S. Supreme Court. They want to have 13 justices instead of 9. The effort being led by Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. As far as adding members to the Supreme Court, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
It dispenses with any pretense of principle. It's just a raw muscle play. It's like a hostile takeover of the court. And I don't really understand the political logic here, but what really concerns me is that this is really a test of principle for Democratic members.
USA Radio News. Gila Bend, Arizona is 75 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Gila Bend Mayor Chris Riggs says cartels have been taking full advantage of Biden's border policies, saying they're running a lot of drugs through his area right now. Riggs also telling Fox News that Border Patrol is dropping off illegal immigrants in his town.
I've never had drops here before, never during the Trump administration, never even during the Obama-Biden administration. I never had drops here. Now I'm seeing Border Patrol bring people here and just drop them off. It's 30 miles to the next town over open desert. You're going to walk people across that desert at 120 degrees, you're going to find a lot of bodies. I don't want to play politics, but this is a crisis, pure and simple.
Retail sales jumped 9.8% in March from the prior month as stimulus money, vaccinations, and reopening spurred a burst in shopping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can say it. I'm not going to judge. I'm sure y'all are thinking it. You're watching what's been happening during the COVID pandemic and what's happening now with Prince Philip. And you're looking at the funeral and you're seeing how Prince Philip could only have 30 people at his funeral. And you're thinking, oh man, please, please, I do not want to die now during this pandemic when I can't have a big funeral and everybody going, oh man, I love that person so much. I think about, God forbid, what my funeral would be. And I think about all the people who wronged me going, I bet nobody's going to care when Dr. Dolly is gone. yet they see the video footage of people out the door and just droves and maybe some Clydesdales and maybe people lighting a candle and singing a song about Coca-Cola or something. I don't know. I worry that if I leave this earth, nobody's going to be there. Now, on the flip side, you could always use COVID as an excuse. Well, yeah, her funeral was small because of COVID. If it wasn't COVID, I'm sure it would have been busting out the seams and standing room only. But because of COVID, you know, so many of us are thinking, okay, well, maybe, you know, if it does have to happen, at least then that's the excuse for not a lot of people coming to her funeral. But honestly, any of the guys that blew me off, that didn't want to date me, and anybody who wronged me, and, you know, all those women that tried to interfere with me and my husband dating or anybody I was dating, I want all of them to be there and just see how devastating it is to have a world with no Dr. Dahlia. That, look, we all think that. I think we all do. We're all like, okay, well, who's going to cry? You know, is my ex going to cry? I'm sure we all think that. I do. I'm not going to lie. I don't lie. Well, with Prince Philip, okay, we are talking, right, the Duke of Edinburgh, Duke of, what is it? It's not Edinburgh. I'm not very, very good with all the his titles. But he, phenomenal figure. I didn't know much about, haven't really been following the royals, but he was married, obviously, to Queen Elizabeth since the 40s. He died at age 99 of an undisclosed illness, issues with the heart, infection. Some people think it had to do with the vaccine. Some people think it had to do with COVID. Not very clear. But he is going to be laid to rest, I believe, on Saturday. And only 30 people get to be at the funeral. Now, fortunately for the whole Harry and Megxit drama, right, Meghan Markle, his wife, is pregnant. And so her not traveling due to pregnancy and being around others with COVID was an excuse for her not to go. And I think the royal family is happy with that because of what happened with the Oprah interview, but also because they only got 30 people. So the only people that are going to be able to go to this is the Queen, then the Prince of Wales, which I believe is Charles, the Duchess of Cornwall, the Duke of Cambridge, the Duchess of Cambridge, the Duke of Sussex, and the Duke of York. We probably know them all by different names, but these are their titles. Princess Beatrice, Eduardo Mapelli Mosi, Princess Eugene, Jack Brooksbank, the Earl of Wessex, the Countess of Wessex, Lady Louise Windsor, Viscount Severn, the Princess Royal, Vice Admiral Sir Timothy Lawrence, Peter Phillips, Zara Phillips, Mike Tyndall, Earl of Snowdon, Lady Sarah Chatto, Daniel Chatto, Duke of Gloucester, Duke of Kent, Princess Alexandra Bernard, Hereditary Prince of Baden, Prince Donatus, Landgrave of Hesse. Remember, many of these are Phillips family. Prince Philip of Hohenlohe-Langenburg, and then the Countess Mountbatten of Burma. I was not invited. No shock there. It's okay. But only 30 people get to go. Now, there's been this big fascination about Harry coming back. Like, okay, yeah, Harry's going to come back, and the family's going to get together again, and everybody, you know, some of us, we just really don't get involved with what happens across the pond. We got enough drama going on in America. But there are many of us here in America that are really, really fascinated by the whole monarchy. And maybe because the crown helped, maybe it's because some of the movies about the queen, or maybe it's because we don't want to be blamed. America doesn't want to be blamed for the monarchy getting quote-unquote canceled. And with the bombshells dropped during the Oprah interview of Meghan Markle and Harry, racism came up in terms of Meghan saying that one of the family members was concerned about the color of her soon-to-be child or what the children would be. And so this started a poop storm such that certain celebrities got I guess, either canceled or fired or had to leave. And there was a big debate over, do you support the monarchy? Do you support Harry and Meghan? If you don't support Harry and Meghan, you're racist. And that started. Now, I think it calmed down a little bit because of Philip's death, which is something that I think he would have wanted to do. I don't think he really wanted the drama. But Harry going back, it blows my mind how many people are uneasy about what had happened because I think they can't choose a side. Did you guys see the movie Troy? I love this movie with Brad Pitt, Eric Bana, Orlando Bloom. I mean, amazing movie. But what made that movie so intriguing is you didn't know which side to root for. You really liked Trojans. You liked Achilles. And they're on opposite sides. And it's a fantastic movie, but it's a little unsettling because you're like, well, who do I root for? You feel like you have to root for one side. And so nobody expected there to be a Harry and William rift because after Princess Diana died, it was, oh my gosh, the boys. You just didn't think that you would have to be in an emotional position, which apparently a lot of people felt they were. Many of us were like, okay, we're going to move on with our lives, but we didn't want to see a rift between the brothers. And we definitely didn't want to see a rift between the brothers that had to do with an in-law. And unfortunately, with in-laws, and you know, that it happens. So I think there is a lot of hope that they are going to see Harry and William make up because nobody wants to see those two brothers, you know, especially as the anniversary of Princess Diana's death is going to be coming up. And I think people are just unsettled because they don't want to pick a side. We've watched William and Harry grow up, and we love them both. And to see them at odds, we don't want to pick a side. I don't want to pick a side. And we definitely don't want America to look like we're the cause because Meghan Markle was American. We don't want the monarchy to think, you see what happens when you marry an American? Tear us apart, just like it tore up our British colonies in the United States. So as much as, you know, this is something that I think not a lot of us really do need to spend a lot of time and effort on, I think a good portion of us do want some closure because it's one of those things where, you know, we like both sides and we really don't want to see rifts. And we don't want to see something as beautiful as a royal bloodline, you know, start getting, you know, destroyed or canceled or, gone by the wayside. You know, if it was a false accusation, if it was a true accusation, then obviously there needs to be reform or, you know, some sort of addressing of that. But, the royals have been known for, we do charity, we're supposed to be neutral, we don't get involved in politics, and things just kind of change with Meghan Markle. So it's making people a little uneasy about how people are going to approach, you know, the brothers. The 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL.
Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jose asks if Justice Breyer is going to retire soon for the Democrats to be able to appoint a new justice in light of Nancy Pelosi's decision to not pack the court. So this is interesting. Have you guys been following what's been going on with the whole Supreme Court thing? Man. All right, yeah, this is something that has kind of made a lot of people nervous, even the Democrats. Even Justice Stephen Breyer himself doesn't want to see court packing, and he's Democrat, he's liberal. So my issue with the whole Supreme Court, and we'll talk about what's going on here, as the, apparently the Democrats are going to introduce a bill to add 4 more justices to make the Supreme Court go from 9 to 13. Yeah, I don't know who pays their salaries. I'm sure we pay for that as well. But progressive Democrats are introducing legislation to expand the Supreme Court another 4 justices to 13, which will allow them to appoint 4 more just like that. And the expansion of the highest court had been brought up after Trump had nominated 3 people to the court during his 4 years. And one thing Democrats promise is we will get into office and we will change the makeup of the court. Now, to me, I think that was a huge mistake for them to bring it up or to even make an attempt because, again, the Supreme Court is supposed to be part of the whole checks and balances. And if per administration anybody could add additional justices and then just willy-nilly every single 4 years we keep adding more justices, then it really loses its integrity. And so the Supreme Court didn't always have 9 justices. In fact, there were more at one point and less. And so, you know, this wouldn't be the first time that I believe Congress would alter the structure and the face. But the Supreme Court is not supposed to be a tool or a weapon of one political party or another. And if I could just take it to another level, I don't think the Supreme Court should be right or left. I can't stand hearing that the court is conservative. But the court is conservative, not really, because John Roberts usually votes, with the quote-unquote liberal-leaning side. And when we look at any sort of law, you want the judge to look at it not as a Republican or a Democrat, but as a constitutionalist. Same thing with the Derek Chauvin trial. Same thing with, Bernie Madoff trial, Epstein trial, Harvey Weinstein trial. You don't want to know that, okay, well, the court is going to be Republican or Democrat. Why does that even matter? The law is the law. And so I don't know how the Supreme Court became, rather than an entity that was supposed to be separate, an extension of the majority rules, and it did. I mean, Congress is elected separately from the president. They do that on purpose because they want the legislative branches and the executive branches to have potential differences such that there could be a checks and balance. And then the judicial branch is supposed to be completely nonpartisan, but that's not the way it is. So when you have an issue such as, Obamacare, are you allowed to penalize somebody for not purchasing health insurance? Some say yes, some say not. And it just happens to coincidentally fall with political leanings. Even though Justice Roberts had said, look, guys, you know what? If we change this, let's take a red pen, fix this all up, maybe call this a tax. Now it could work. So he actually did, which wasn't expected along a political line. So when Biden won, and there was a very tiny minority within the Senate, I think many America expected that they were going to make a move on the Supreme Court. And so from what we understand, legislation is going to be submitted by U.S. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts and Reps Jerry Nadler and Mondaire Jones and Hank Johnson to propose a plan allowing the party to supersede the current majority by adding more justices. And, of course, surprise, surprise, the justices would be more liberal. So, obviously, many people are concerned that this is a control of another branch. Nancy Pelosi, however, very interestingly, said she at this point does not support the bill. She said straight out no. She does support President Joe Biden launching a commission, which is kind of what Joe Biden wanted to do. Joe Biden wanted to launch a commission to look into it. And that's what we heard last week. And then all of a sudden we hear that the reps are actually going to already start to push through the legislation. Isn't it amazing how quickly the House can work and the Senate can work when they want to? Yet when it came to, money and unemployment benefits and things like that, it took forever. Right? Or balancing the budget, then it takes forever. But when it comes to this, it's like lightning speed. But Pelosi said, I support the president's commission to study such a proposal, but frankly, I'm not right now. She said, we're back, our members, committees are working, putting together the infrastructure bill and the rest. She goes, I don't know that that's a good idea or a bad idea. She says, I think it's an idea that should be considered, and I think the president's taking the right approach to have a commission to study such a thing. It's a big step. It's not out of the question. It's been done before in the history of our country. So she's not saying that it's a no, but she definitely is slowing the roll of some of her other legislators. Now, Justice Stephen Breyer had warned against the packing. He is the longest serving of three Democratic nominated justices. And he had, even though President Biden said he was going to have a 36-member commission on the study, he denounced the idea during a webcast lecture for Harvard Law, saying that it could undermine, quote, the trust that the court has gradually built. He says, what I'm trying to do is make those whose instincts may favor important structural change or other similar institutional changes, such as forms of court packing, to think long and hard before they embody those changes in law. He says, I hope and expect that the court will retain its authority, which was hard won. By that authority, like the rule of law, it depends on trust, a trust that the court is guided by legal principle and not politics. Structural alteration motivated by the perception of political influence can only feed on that later perception. So he had been nominated in 1994. Barack Obama had nominated by Bill Clinton. Barack Obama nominated Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor. And so they are, and then Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had not retired, as some people had thought she was going to do during Obama's years, and such that when she did pass, may she rest in peace, Amy Coney Barrett was able to be chosen as an appointee from Trump. And so, apparently, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Friday fended off a reporter's question on whether Breyer should resign soon so Biden could name a younger replacement. And she said that he believes that the decision Justice Breyer will make when he decides it's time to no longer serve on the Supreme Court. And, you know, we saw House of Cards where they were urging people to resign and the control. So we know that those sort of politics happen. But I really have been very disappointed at how the court is supposed to be nonpartisan and putting the law first, and instead you see trends in, well, the liberal justices are going to go this way and the conservative justices are going this way. So I'm against packing the court because I don't want every election or every administration to keep adding more justices. I think it's ridiculous. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.